The first two plays of the second half Thursday were Christian McCaffrey behind the right guard for 14 yards and behind the left guard for 16, from the San Francisco 49 to the Los Angeles 21. Five plays later, San Francisco led 17-7. Those two runs were worth plus 2.1 expected points added between them. Expected points added is what a play was worth given down, distance, and field position. And they were most of his expected points on the ground. 10 carries, 68 yards, no touchdowns, plus 2.7 in total, 6 of the 10 carries successful. The number to sit with is 14. That is how many times Kalen Black carried the ball, 4 more than McCaffrey, on a night San Francisco ran 30 times for 174 yards. Black had 65 of those yards. This was not a game script that took McCaffrey off the field. The Niners led from 4:35 of the second quarter and ran 18 times after halftime. It was a game in which the carries were shared, and Black got the larger share. The catches were the harder part. McCaffrey was thrown to 8 times, more than any other Niners, and caught 5 for 20 yards. The 8 targets came out at minus 4.9 expected points, and the shape of that number is 3 third downs. 3rd and 2 at the San Francisco 25 in the first quarter, incomplete. 3rd and 5 at the Los Angeles 38 in the fourth, incomplete, and San Francisco kicked a 56-yarder. 3rd and 4 at the 34 with 4:24 left, caught for no gain, and a 52-yard attempt hit the upright. Nothing he caught went longer than 8 yards. Back in June, the preview's whole case was in one line. The aging fade is real. He is still the best back in football after you subtract it, and the catches are the bet. One game in Melbourne cannot settle the fade, and it should not be read as if it does. What it can say is that the first night ran the opposite way from the bet. The groundwork was efficient and the targets were not, and Black took more of the carries. The question for the next month is whether 14-10 was a plan or a Thursday. San Francisco is home to Miami on Sunday the 20th. Data via NFL Verse.